Christmas is such a cool time to take pictures because there's lights and colors everywhere. And in Oklahoma, even though there's not a lot of snow generally, we still have a lot of Christmas decorations and lights and other things around. And I really wanted to get a picture that evoked a feeling of Christmas. So I got out my camera and tripod early in the morning. It was like 5:30 before anyone else in the house woke up. And I needed my tripod because the camera itself didn't work. The shutter speeds were just too slow to get a picture like this. Even if you pointed straight at the lights, it was still too slow. These lights on a Christmas tree just don't put out that much light. So for what I was looking for, which is this photo, I needed a tripod. And using a tripod, I could shoot at reasonable apertures around f4 and not get too shallow depth of field, even though this particular shot was f2.8. But using a tripod gave me a little more flexibility. And I know I'm getting off track from the whole Christmas point of the photo, but I just wanted to give you a little background on why I had to use a tripod for this. My goal for this picture was to evoke a feeling of Christmas, which to me meant comfort and warmth and something familiar, hopefully. And I wanted to get the lights of a tree, but with something else as the focal point. I figured that might work to get the idea of what I was looking for in this photo. And once I thought of using the lights and the colors of the lights in the photo, I thought I could use some of the ornaments on the tree as the actual point that you would focus on or look at, and then you could branch out from there as you look at the picture and notice all the lights and other colors. And I tried this with a couple ornaments. One of them was kind of like a gold star, and another was like a purple snowflake kind of thing. And it worked okay, but it wasn't what I was really hoping for. I think it was because the colors of the ornaments mixed with the colors of the lights, and it ended up with weird colors. Instead of like a purple or a gold ornament, you just saw a funny colored ornament. It didn't really work. But then I found this white felt Christmas tree, an ornament of a Christmas tree on a Christmas tree. It's like meta or something. Anyway, I wanted to try this instead, and I figured as long as I was using the tripod, I might as well shoot at the lowest ISO possible. So I shot this at ISO 100, and I think it worked out pretty well to use this particular ornament. It's white, and that gives you something to focus the rest of your attention on. So you don't have to sit and try and decipher, what is this thing? What color is it really? What color should it be? You could just look at it, and immediately you see a white ornament, and then you see the rest of the photo. And because I shot at such a low ISO, I was able to get a really high quality photo, despite the limited lighting conditions and all that. I shot this at f2.8 and at f4, and I actually liked the f2.8 version better. The depth of field I thought would be a little overpowering, but it wasn't. It actually worked out okay. The shutter speed on this ended up just over 2 seconds. I think it was 2.2, and I didn't have to crop it in post. I crop a lot in post. Well, I crop many photos, but I don't crop them a lot. I'll usually bring in one of the edges a little bit or something like that. But here, I really wanted to nail everything in camera. And I think it worked. My camera also has a ball head on, or my camera, my tripod has a ball head that I purchased. It's like a $100 ball head. And I can't overstate how nice it is to have a ball head on your tripod. If you don't have one, I would strongly recommend getting it. It just makes it so much more flexible to any time you want to use your tripod. If you've got a ball head, basically it allows you to rotate your camera in all directions on top of your tripod with just a quick flick of the wrist. It's way more versatile than a standard tripod head. So as a side note, I would recommend, if you want a Christmas gift, even though this is coming out on December 24th, ask for a ball head because they're really cool. On another level, though, everything about this picture is artificial. We're getting away from the actual meaning of the photo itself here. We're going to talk about something else for a little bit. Everything in this picture is artificial. The tree is fake. The lights are electric as opposed to like candles. The ornament itself is just an artificial ornament. It was purchased at a craft store. And it sort of reminds me of how Christmas today, so much of Christmas is about artificial, fake, man-made things. But Christmas itself is not about all these fake things. It's about the birth of Jesus, the Son of God, who would 33 years later die on a cross to save mankind from our sins. And we can surround ourselves with artificial creations and artificial things like a fake Christmas tree, fake ornaments, and fake stuff in our lives. But what really matters is the intangible relationship we have with the Lord. In Matthew 24, verse 35, the Bible says that heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. This tree, this ornament, all of our man-made gifts that we give each other at Christmas, that stuff's all going to pass away. What is permanent in this life? Not a lot, except the Lord and his love for us. And I hope this photo serves as a reminder to you of Christmas and the real meaning behind it all.